I had a fair amount of anecdotal stories from people that this discrimination was going on, but I'd never actually seen anything in terms of documentary evidence until a constituent came to see me about issues he was having about getting employment, a health and safety advisor offshore. And he had with him an email from a recruitment company actually explicitly saying that oil and gas workers were not required for a job that was around health and safety. And that was the first time that I'd actually seen it written down in black and white. I found that quite startling that anyone would actually put that down. And I think a lot of people have had experience that they have suspected that this is the case, that there's a lot of companies or agencies out there that are discriminating against people that work in oil and gas. For what reason, I don't know. But that was the first time I'd actually seen it written down. The sort of thing that I've been hearing speaking from the other end about people who are desperate to go and find alternative employment from oil and gas, and actually do not have that attitude about them that they will, as soon as the oil price goes back up and there's opportunities back, for example, offshore, that they'll just up sticks and move. I think there's a lot of people that are also looking for it as an opportunity to perhaps change their career, have something that maybe is based at home a lot more, maybe as an opportunity to go and do something different with their life, but they're finding the doors closed to them. And that's the message that we're trying to get out, the Scottish Government are trying to get out, is that we want to encourage oil and gas workers to retrain or reskill or have a look at what skills they do have and apply it to other sectors and fulfill their career in a different way. So that's really at odds with the message that we want to get out there to people who have found themselves in a position where they no longer might be able to work in oil and gas.